It will be a packed week for the Red River Farm Network team as we travel across the Dakotas and Minnesota, getting a closer look at crop conditions. Here's Pioneer product agronomist Zach Forey.
We've got areas where the crop is looking really good. We've got areas that have struggled with too much rain, and particularly northwest Minnesota. We've got areas that had some real challenges with the spring because of the late spring, and so you get a little bit of a view of all of that, and you'll see where crop development is at. One of the positive things so far, Kara, has been we've had really good heat this summer. And so a year ago when, we got our corn pretty good through the summer, and most of it got to maturity or real near, and then we didn't get enough heat in the fall to finish it up and dry it down so we could get it harvested on a timely basis. This year, we're looking at a crop that's much further ahead.
It's a critical time for the corn and soybeans as they put on yield, and there are a few things agronomists are watching out for, like white mold in the soybeans and Goss's wilt in the corn.
We've had it for the last number of years. It hasn't typically reached any epidemic kind of levels. We will occasionally see a field that gets hit pretty hard with Goss's.
Part of this tour takes a look at the 2020 crop, and we'll also try to take a look at preparations for 2021.
This is just the way the business goes. You really don't even get 1 year finished till you're thinking about the next year and how you're going to do things different and what work that you're going to do again. And so you'll get a little bit of a preview also of some specific product performance to some of the new products coming from Pioneer.
This morning we'll be starting in the Carrington, North Dakota area and ending the day near Steele. Follow the tour as we provide live broadcasts on Facebook and Twitter and also your local Red River Farm Network station. Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Kara Hart for the Red River Farm Network.